My dad, he will always tell me to put him in a chokehold and he will easily break it. And I was always so impressed by that strength. He was my hero, man. I remember he had the white boots, the white mask with kind of like a red beak.
It was the Falcon.
He was the Falcon, yes. And my dad was a neat freak, so he folded things a certain way. And everything was in this giant gym bag. And every day I would look at that bag and say, man, there's stardom in that bag. But he would discourage me when I was young. He always said, you could be something better than that. Doctor, lawyer. And then our relationship collided. There were a lot of absences from him growing up. But the thing that always brought us back was wrestling. Over the phone, we would talk about wrestling for like hours. And I remember he said, I want a tag team with you one day. And so you started training me.
I learned that you wanted to start wrestling. So I said, well, let's see what I could do.
And I trained almost every day. I told my dad, and he said, I'll be there Saturday for your debut match. That Thursday, I get a phone call from my cousin, and he's like, did you hear? And I was like, no, what? But he's like, your father. And when he said my father, I already knew. And I said, my dad died, and he could barely say yeah over the phone. I remember leaning against the wall and just breaking down, crying. And on the day of my debut, I was at the cemetery burying my dad. That's when I decided that wrestling was my legacy. One of the things I think about, if he was still alive today, like how would he feel?
I think he'd be proud because I see a lot in you and him. Your certain wrestling moves, I'm like, I've seen that before. And sometimes when I talk to you, I feel like I'm talking to your dad again. Even the laugh. People don't know it, but when you laugh, I hear him all the time.
You know, I want to keep his name alive. And that's what I've been doing ever since.